listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Here we are once again every Sunday in the studio, latalkradio.com, the best talk station in the world. How's it going, guys? I'm your host, David Cohen, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. As you guys know, this is the radio. How's it going, guys? In the studio today, we got Kevin.
How's it going, guys?
And always our pleasure to have the wonderful Dr. Michelle.
How's it going, guys?
Which you should check her out on LA Talk Radio at every Friday, 11 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning.
That's right.
11 a.m. 11 in the a.m. On the couch, she is our radio personality psychologist.
Yep.
Helps you with your problems.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. No, she does. She's the best.
Thank you.
Of the best. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. And as you know, on this show, we talk about anything and everything from problems to parents to beliefs to anything that's on your mind. This is what we're about. It is the teen perspective of the human experience. Indeed. Indeed entity. The teen perspective of life. We like to consider ourselves helpers to certain people and anybody, for that fact, who needs help with anything. Check it out. You can call us live on the air. The number is 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me at dcsboarding, that's B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G 514 at AOL.com. Questions, answers, complaints, tell me you love me, us.
We love you.
So let's get started. Today on the show, our topic is...
Drumroll.
Loving yourself. Loving yourself not in a sexual way, not in an egotistical way, of course. Loving yourself, accepting yourself, coming to terms with who you are and the aspects of yourself that you cannot change. It means to have a high self-esteem, self-respect, and a positive self-image.
Getting past those insecurities.
Insecurities.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of cool emails, too, that you received.
Do, indeed. We're going to get to the emails a little bit later in the show. I want to touch on loving yourself and how important it is. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout-out to Aiden. Another Teen Trends host. It is his birthday today. He's turning a big 16.
Ooh, happy birthday, Aiden.
Happy birthday, Aiden. We just wanted to throw that out there. Send our love. Talk about loving yourself. We love you.
Yes, we do.
And so you love yourself too. But we love you more. So loving yourself. You know what? Needless to say, it does not mean being arrogant, conceited, or thinking that you are better than anyone else. It means having a healthy regard for yourself, knowing that you are a worthy human being, as is every single human being on this planet. You are here. You were put here. Somehow, some way, you were born. You were given. You were blessed with this beautiful experience, this beautiful body, this vehicle to experience life. And you make of it the way you choose. And why not fill it with love? Right?
That's right.
I, as you guys know, I'm very into the, you know, spiritual kind of like energetic aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you guys listen to Teen Trends, you do know this. And I heard from multiple teachers in this aspect that love is the glue of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Like, and then I was actually talking, I was talking to this very wise woman, and don't want to say names, and I was talking to her about the idea of love being the glue of the universe, and what did she say to me? She said, look around. I said, all right. She goes, everything you see is here because somebody loved it. And then I was like, explain. And she said, okay, well, that picture on the wall. I said, yeah. She goes, somebody loved the idea of that picture. Somebody had to love something about that picture, either the expression that they get from painting the picture or the outcome of the picture. Let it be the abundance that they get from the picture. They loved something to create it. These microphones that we're talking on right now, somebody loved them.
Yeah.
Somebody either loved the idea of the ability to broadcast, or they love the idea of how much money they're going to make from creating such a device, or they love the idea of expanding new technology by creating such thing as a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You got to love it. The call board I'm on right now, the computer I'm looking at, somebody loved it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So with that being creation, the idea of creation, the idea of love creating everything, then if the universe is just like this big warp zone of infinite creation, then it must be love.
Because you're part of it.
Because you're a part of it. And you're love.
And how do you apply that to someone who doesn't love themselves? Or like themselves, even?
How do you apply love yourself to somebody who doesn't?
How do you apply the concept that thoughts and everything put together to make other things is part of love, but
right.
How do you apply it to somebody who really has a problem with their self-esteem?
That's a good question, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you.
I would say I would say to them that it is up to you the way that you feel. If you don't love yourself, if you don't like yourself, there's certain aspects of your life that you despise. You control that. You control how you react to a situation. You control the emotions that pulse through your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say try to alter the emotions from negativity to positivity. Because
mm-hmm.
once again, as we talk about on the show, everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction. Therefore, if something is super negative, it will be equally as super positive. Kevin.
Yeah, so you were saying that love is the glue of the universe.
Indeed.
Also, you can relate that to yourself in so many ways. Because
right?
when you love yourself, you automatically take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. So just by loving yourself, you're holding yourself together as a stronger person.
Oh, I like that.
Makes
and
sense.
That's really cool.
You're not going to fall apart when
right?
you're loving yourself.
And in the opposite, when you don't love yourself, when you find major flaws within yourself and your experience and things that you despise, that is when you start to fall apart emotionally, physically, mentally, truly. There's like literally been studies shown that people that don't love themselves, people that don't enjoy their bodies, enjoy their life, they look bad. They like their skin gets dry and cracky, and they start to like, they literally start to look old at a young age, right?
Yeah, your emotions affect your physical appearance
totally.
So much.
Totally.
And when people are finding these flaws within themselves, it's really not the right thing to do, because you have to remember that no one's perfect. Nothing in this world is perfect.
Right.
And we all have strengths and weaknesses, and it's all about improving yourself.
Truly,
but
truly.
You don't strive for that perfection, you know?
Right.
And I think there's a lot of insecurity among, you know, teens. And older, all of us. But I mean, I think there's, you know, a big emphasis on how you look and how popular you are and what a great personality you have and how you have to be so much for other people. Am
right.
I right? As a teen?
No. Yeah, totally. I mean, I totally, completely understand what you're saying, Dr. Michelle, with, you know, you have to like there's honestly, okay, Kevy,
Yeah.
We take our school.
Yeah.
Take walking around campus. You know, people put on faces. People are so ego-driven.
Right.
Because they have this emotional blockage, this emotional shield that they walk around with. For example, you know, like the super expensive jeans and like oh, what up? Like, what up? Like, you talking shit? Like, you want to start? You know, it's like, dude, no.
Yeah.
you mad dogging me? You mad dogging me?
People are too scared to like show who they truly are,
right?
and it turns into a game, like a social game of climbing the ladder in high school, like trying to gain that popularity.
Totally.
When that's not what it's about. It's not about enjoying yourself, finding friends who you can relate with, and have a good time with those friends,
right?
Because those are the people who will form you and like mold you into the person you're gonna be in your life.
Right.
I think the misconception is that if you're so popular and you're Mr. Cool or you're Miss whatever, I'm so hot, and you like you guys said, you put on these like airs of phoniness or whatever.
No, for sure.
Who you are not, that it's gonna make you feel better. It's gonna pump you up because everybody thinks you are this really great person, but the truth is it's possibly not who you are.
No.
And when it all comes out, when all these, let's just say when you graduate and you're into another world, you know, you're
later
into college,
yeah,
or another
yeah
world, then you're going to have to try to create this system around you once again.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you
right, right.
This,
no, totally.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've been formulated your entire life to live through the eyes of what other people view to be acceptable.
Right.
Right. So when you leave this little sector of what you've been growing into,
yeah,
and then you go into a new one, you don't know how to react. You don't know how to be your true loving self. Not necessarily loving, but like true self.
Yeah.
You don't know how to be, you know, your true enjoyment, your true laughter.
Because for the past X amount of years, like all of your schooling and your social game,
right,
you've just been putting on that face, and it's hard to get out of that.
Completely.
Because you can't find who you truly are, and you see it so much with kids.
Yeah. It's
yeah
really interesting.
Yeah.
It's actually really interesting. I you know, I find it kind of sad in a way. And then I also find it kind of just like pointless.
Haven't
yeah
you guys right ever done anything though to be liked or become
oh
popular
of course
when
oh
you were younger?
Oh dude, of course.
Yeah.
Because you guys are pretty wise for your age.
Well, thank you, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you very much.
No, but I mean, it's, you know, it's all part of forming into who you are, who you choose to be, who you want to be. And like looking within you and finding who you truly are, you know, putting on a face is all part of that.
Sure.
You need to put it out on the table so you can make a conscious choice of who you want to be, what you want to be. Do you want to put on this face? Do you want to be this, you know, the facade of a person? Or do you want to be who you strive to be? Do you want to follow your laughter?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I guess it's easier just to follow a group, too, of, like,
oh, completely
classifications
totally
of people. Like,
yeah,
you know, I've heard you guys talk before about, oh, he's a bro, or, you know, she's like a, what, you know what I'm saying?
Ho.
You know?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And you talk about these different classifications of, like, high school people. And it's like they all kind of have to fit into a certain category in order to feel accepted and everything. But,
right.
Yeah, it seems like we put labels on people, like everyone does it, like everyone has their labels, but at the same time, that's how people fall into their different groups, because you have your groups of Asian guys who talk like gangsters, like Biggie and Tupac, you know,
yeah,
and then you have your Asian people who are super into math,
right,
you know, like everyone has their own thing. And then naturally the labels come with that.
Right.
Right, right. Exactly.
But if that's who they want to be in their life, and if that's who they really are, then,
right,
you know.
So be it.
And
so be it.
So be it. Indeed, entity. The interesting thing about the labels, though, is you know who you are. You know what label is stamped on your forehead. Like you do, you know? Like, if it, You like enter into this group, or like you allow yourself to be this person or a part of this community, either, you know, like the geeks, or like, you know, the bros, or, you know, the popular girls, like the jocks, you know, that's all, like, you know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't want to like have that label, like there's so many people, oh my God, there's so many people that are just like, ew, like, don't call me that. It's like, well, you know you're that. Like leave
that's
it alone.
You know? That's the face you put on.
Totally.
You know, if you're not happy, say you're in a group of kids and you have your label and you're not happy with it, then that's not who you want to be. That's not who you are.
Right.
So you should find who you truly are if you're not happy and satisfied with yourself. And if you don't love yourself how you are, then get out.
Right.
And maybe finding out who you truly are is really look at your passions, not
for
the group's passions.
Yeah,
totally.
Not the group's stuff that, you know, they all think is good. Find within you your joy, your passion, whatever it is, and hang on to it and do it and pursue it. And I'm not talking about addictions. I'm talking about, you know, things that really you enjoy.
Yeah.
Whatever is sports, games.
Constructive things.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're not talking about like, hey, you know, I really enjoy getting high, bro. I'm just going to.
That's what I'm passionate about.
I'm going to take Teen Trend's advice and just smoke weed all day.
No.
That's not what we're saying.
Something that you can that can benefit your life
completely,
you know? That you really like and that you can own, and then you can attract other people who are of like thinking,
and that will only elevate your life, only allowing you to manifest things in a positive, constructive manner. Check this out really quick, Kevin, 1 second. One thing that I want to touch on about your joy and your happiness is the importance. Here we go. So you miraculously were put here, as we were talking earlier. You were given this body, you were given this earth to experience on. And along with that, you were given emotions. You were given the you were given specific emotions, for example, what you love to do, what you're passionate about. Now, for some reason, in some way, shape, or form, it was imprinted somehow within your brain, within your spirit, for you to love this, for you to do this. Therefore, that is your joy. And along with that, if you were imprinted to, like, you know, do this certain thing, think about it almost like this. Maybe it's part of your purpose. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, from some universal source or whatever, it was just like, hey, you like this. This is what you enjoy doing. So you follow that joy, and when you follow your happiness, it will only take you to where you're supposed to be.
Maybe your passion and gifts and everything can help other people and help other people become joyful and things like that.
Totally.
Too.
Yeah.
Should we go to, like, another email?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I'm going to read one.
Please go.
Dear Teen Trends, I have a friend who thinks she is hot shit and is very full of herself. We all love her dearly, but only when she isn't being this way. It's as if she shifts into a different person. She speaks really bad and cusses to her mother and those around her, putting herself up on her high horse and looking down at everyone else. My friends and I are getting very fed up with this attitude of hers, and I don't know what to do. Any advice? Sincerely, my friend needs an attitude adjustment.
Well,
my friend needs an attitude adjustment. Honestly, that's her insecurities talking.
Right.
When someone lashes out like that and just puts everyone else down just to bring yourself up, that's something within her.
Right.
You know, that she's trying to.
Once again, that mask.
About. Yeah.
Like we were talking about. You know, maybe my friend who needs an attitude adjustment, you should. You know, I'm going to name you Mary.
Mary.
So we don't have to keep saying my friend who needs an attitude adjustment. Mary, you are variable Mary. My friend who thinks she is hot shit and is full of herself. Honestly, I would sit down and have a conversation with her. You know, if she's your friend, hopefully she'll listen. I'd be like, yo, real talk. All right. I get it. Like, I get, you know, like the whole, like, you know, the, like the whole like ego thing. But I'm telling you that myself and our group of friends is really, like, kind of looking at you and viewing you in a negative way. I wish that you could be who, you know, be who you want to be. Don't put on this facade. Don't put on this face. And then, depending on how she reacts from that, depending on if she goes, like, well, you know, like, this is who I am, you know, whatever, then just be like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, like, I wish that you would be more of who you want to be. Because if you're writing this email to us, clearly, not only is there something, you know, that you see off, Not only is there something that you have a problem with her, but there's something that she has a problem with herself.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
So like tell her that you see that there's a problem within her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I think that's a good idea. And when you're talking to friends too sometimes, instead of just this is what we teach sometimes in communication and psychology. You make I statements rather than condemning statements. You sound really bad when you talk to people.
No.
You know, you think you're hot, beep, you know, whatever. But if you say, if you take it for yourself, like right. you suggested, Dave and Kevin, if you take it for yourself and say, it kind of makes me sad when I see you so, you know, mean
yeah.
to your mom, or you're so mean, and sometimes you hurt my feelings right. when you're so nasty to me, but there's so much of you that I love, but there's another part of you that is bizarre,
right.
and it hurts me.
See, I feel like this is a weird case, because it says, we all love her dearly, but only when she isn't being this way.
Right.
So obviously she does have her normality where
right.
they all get along,
right.
but then around her mom, she's, like you said, just like kind of the crazy, like really pissy.
Right.
And maybe, like, what I've, just from my experience, when people are in their home life,
yeah.
I don't know if it's just, like, the stress of a household or something, but I feel like it's, like, who you truly are, because you've been living with these people for so long, and it's just, like, that is maybe who you are as a person.
Right.
And if that is who she is as a person, and just, like, a mean person in general,
right.
then maybe you shouldn't be associating with her. In
Agreed.
My opinion.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And coming, that's a great idea. And coming from, it really kind of hurts my feelings, but it really concerns me how, like, I know I don't live with your family, and I know that I'm not in your shoes and everything, so I don't know how crazy your family gets you, but you are really, you know, seemingly different, and
right.
you seem so nasty, it kind of worries me.
Right.
Yeah.
Just let everybody know who's tuning in. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, latalkradio.com. It is 1:22. We're talking about loving yourself. We're answering emails. If you want to call in live on the show, you can call in 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Next email. with this email, I want to address low self-esteem. It says, Dear Dave, I have really low self-esteem. I think I'm unattractive, too fat, and that guys don't Aww. Like me. I also think I try to make everyone else happy so that they will like me. How can I like myself, let alone even love myself?
Aww.
Well, I wish you would have put a name so we can refer to you. this is how. We are all beautiful people. We are all beautiful people. We truly are. Regardless of what is on the outside, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If you find that inner beauty, it will come on the outside. It will show. If you love yourself, it will resonate. It will emanate off of you. Kevin.
I think she should take care of herself, too, and feel... You know what? When we feel like, let me ponder that.
I'm pondering.
I'm just jumping in here, if it's okay.
No, that is all you.
I just think...
I thought Kevin was trying to say... He was like looking like he was going to say something.
I was pondering.
Pondering. That's okay. Pondering.
I got pondering, too.
Go.
But, so she feels bad about herself, and she feels overweight, and she feels like she doesn't fit in and everything. And this is the contrast to what we were talking about earlier about a lot of kids who try to fit in, and they're not really being themselves.
Right.
You know, so she doesn't have a name, right? Is there?
It has no name
okay.
on this email.
So what I would say, again, is the same thing that you guys were suggesting as well. I would encourage her to take control of her life in
right.
that find her own passions, love who she is by taking care of herself physically, start doing exercising, get into a sport or a passion or something
right,
that you
right,
can
right.
really like so you'll feel better about your body. Start eating really right. Take control. When you start to take control of your life, your mind and your body, then you start feeling better about yourself because it's all you.
And it starts to show.
And it's exactly.
Really starts to show.
And uh-huh. also that self-confidence that when you start taking control, people notice it. And people want to be with you because you're okay with who you are and what you're doing for yourself.
Right.
people can really notice when you, like, insecure people.
Right.
Like, totally. Say you're, like, presenting something in front of a class.
Yeah.
And you can just pick out which person isn't comfortable up there and, like, which one, like, is just, yeah, like, yes, that is, like, a common fear, but, you know, it's just, it's easy to pick that out. And once you accept yourself, it's, people have the different image of you.
Right, totally. Right.
Totally. So, nameless email, we hope that we helped. Start working out. Oh, another thing about, like, working out and exercise and, like, getting better is it gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know? It gives you something, for example, like, I know that, like, when I, you know, like, eat some junk food or whatever, I kind of feel, like, grimy, you know? And I don't feel, like, totally, like, completely good when I eat, like, Taco Bell for, like, a week straight. I'm just like, you know? And then, like, you start, like, gaining a little weight. You're just like, honestly, I get a salad, right? Or I'll, like, take a run, and I'll run for a few days, and, you know, I'll work out or whatever. You know, not like, hey, dude, let's work out, you know, but just,
out,
you know, just like balance it out. And honestly, it gives me something to look forward to. I look forward to the idea of being healthier.
Yeah. Right? And she doesn't have to, like, go to, you know, a lot of people think they have to, like, go to a gym or whatever, you know, and kill themselves. Find a passion. Right. Hiking, I don't know, swimming, whatever.
Right.
Do something that makes you feel good about you and have fun with it. Join a group.
Walk your dogs. That's good.
Yeah.
Walk your dogs.
You know, I'm serious.
Totally.
Walking those dogs helps you get going, too.
Walk the dog.
Yeah, baby. If you don't have a dog, you know, get one.
No. All right, I'm going to move on to the next email. It says, Dear Teen Trends, I am 15 years old. I am being bullied by a 16-year-old who I thought was my friend. He calls me names, he makes fun of me, and now he has two of my other friends joining him and poking fun at me. Mm-hmm. Okay? I've already spoken to my parents, but they refuse to do anything about it because they said I will meet worse people in life and that I have to start handling bullies myself.
Aww.
What?
They push me around, steal my backpack, and laugh at me in front of other kids at school. I'm not a big, strong guy who would be aggressive back at them, but it's so difficult to ignore them, and it gets worse every day to the point where I don't want to go to school and want to stay in bed all day for the last week. I'm actually thinking of hurting myself because there's no way out. I don't want to deal with this anymore. Even my parents refuse to support me. Please help. My life can't get any worse. I'm afraid that I may kill myself.
Oh my God.
One moment. We're getting a call. I want to answer, see if they have anything to say about this email. Hello, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You're on the air live. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, we're really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing super swell. Who are we speaking to?
We're speaking to Izzy.
Oh, hello, Izzy.
Hi, Izzy.
Hi, Izzy and Mary.
Yeah.
Hi. Did you hear the last email that we just talked about?
No.
All right.
We have the transition didn't go through.
Okay.
Yeah, the transition didn't go through.
Just to let you guys know, Izzy and Mary are from Britain. They're our friends in Britain.
From across the world.
From across the world. We're talking on the air live. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
What time is it in England right now?
It's 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Should we talk in a British accent with them?
Should we talk?
No, I think they're going to laugh at you.
Yeah. right. So, Izzy and Mary, what do you guys have to say about loving yourself?
Mary, do you want to go first?
Earlier when you were talking about groups, like different groups, we were just thinking in England, quite a massive issue is like lad points. Like I don't know if you've heard of the website like truelad.com. It's basically when boys try and like impress other boys and like they get lad points, if you get what I mean, like discriminating girls because it makes them look good, like in front of their friends.
For real?
That'll be like, oh, I slept with a girl and didn't call her back 20 points to you, and it's just like cruel.
What?
Yeah.
That is disgusting. Those guys are sleazebags.
Honestly, like it's kind of like completely. Like, it's such, like, a different level of, like, understanding. It's such, like, a different, like, level of, like, mindset. Like, what?
What?
Like, who does that? Like, dude, if I was the chick I'd like lad points back. I'd be like, you have a tiny penis.
Oh.
Right? I shouldn't have said that. Okay. This is.
Also, when you're saying like groups of people, I mean, here there's like different groups of people, but there still definitely is. I mean, there's like little like gangs around here. I mean, we can both like, me and Meryl both relate to the gang AP16.
Yeah, which is actually a racist group, anti-Paki. Yeah.
Wow.
What? Yeah, and it sort of started off as a joke, but then I think it all escalated really quickly.
Yeah.
And they were sort of like sheep, weren't they? Like following their little leader, and it all just went so out of hand really quickly.
That's really weird. Yeah. I have kind of like a question that compares California, from what we know of California, and the United States to somewhere halfway across the world. Do you guys have like the same things? Well, of course you do. It's kind of like, you know, like human instinct. But I was gonna say, you know, you have like people that like, you have like the little like cliques, like the little like groups of people, like you have like the nerds and you have like the
wannabe gangsters.
Or you know, stuff like that. Right. How do people react to stuff like that? Like, are they like, oh yeah, like those kids are really cool, like, oh, like those kids are like gay, you know, stuff like that? Or, you know, is it kind of like go on.
I think that there's like the cool group. There's definitely like a cool group in every year, and they'll be the people that everyone wants to be friends with. I mean, people don't like want to be friends with the geeky people,
right? Yeah,
I guess, but it's like different.
That's really interesting.
Mary,
tell her about some of the groups that you have
here. No, for sure. So in our area, Kevin and I have groups like, we have like little bros.
The bros,
right?
The bro hoes,
right. So we have the bros, the guys that are just like, you know, yeah, man, like get drunk, smoke weed every day, like get fucked
beat
up.
Beat people up, yeah, you know, like, we're tough guys.
You mad dogging me? Like, you want to fight?
Yeah.
Like, you giving me eye, boy? We're just like, no, dude, we're not. We're fucking walking to class, like, chill. and then we have, like, the bro hoes. We have the girls that are just like, yeah, like, he's my boy. Like,
I drink Smirnoff Ice all the time. I party, right? Like no other.
Like, smoke cigarettes. Like, hey, you know.
Yeah, we have. Like we have like the prep group, and they sort of wear like Abercrombie.
Abercrombie, all the right? True religion stuff.
For reals.
Yeah, like pure designer, and then we have like chavs who sort of.
Oh
like,
god, yeah.
Chav,
they
what's
like
a chav?
Smoke, and they get pregnant when they're like 14.
What?
Oh my god.
That's
yeah, that's like the chavs, and then we have like
emos.
Yeah, emos who, like.
No, we have
rips,
yeah, we have the like, emo. We have the emo
yeah,
kids.
I,
what's that?
And the goth group.
Oh yeah, goths. Yeah, we've got some goths in our year.
Yeah.
Who else do we have?
I'm just trying to think.
It's really cool, like comparing like different like teen cultures, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how the ladies in England would. This is Dr. Michelle, by the way. I'm on the show today. Hi, girl.
Hi.
So nice to talk with you. I just wonder how you would suggest to your friends who think that they would be, you know, have more self-esteem within themselves, you know, who want to follow a group that's really weird. I mean, what would you do to, you know, tell them that, you know, they don't need to do that to have their own self-esteem?
Buy a dog. Just kidding.
What kind of advice would you guys give to them?
I was saying that like, if they're happy in their group, I think anyone should do whatever they want to be happy in, like within themselves.
Totally.
So if they're happy in their group, I think it's okay, unless it's like damaging to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Obviously, if it's like damaging like close friends and like family, then it's like a problem. But then just like mainly to ask them if they're like comfortable, and if they're obviously doing things that they don't want to do, like I don't know, for instance, like taking drugs and stuff, like obviously then like having to talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I haven't ever really come across people having problems with like groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because we're talking about low self-esteem, too, and how teens should kind of feel better about themselves.
Yeah, totally. We were talking about how, you know, people, like, put on, like, a facade, like, kind of, they grow into somebody who they think people will like, you know, kind of like that whole, yeah. you know, like be yourself, like that whole thing. But yeah. but it's more like deeper in the sense of, you know, you're
like really look within yourself right, no, and for see sure. if you're happy with where you are.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely have like a lot of attention seekers.
Yeah. Who do stuff just because they want to get attention want the attention.
There's
yeah.
a lot of fake people as well that we know. Yeah. Especially like when you go to college, just
which
people
is 16, 17, 18 sort of age.
Yeah, that sort of age for us. Just everyone just becomes fake because they try and become like popular so that people will start liking them. Mm,
uh-huh.
But yeah, it's just like it's just mainly about people being fake. And also we know a few people that they have to, every time that they go out to see people, they take alcohol with them because it gives them like a self
right.
like a full sense of confidence.
For sure. Almost like, oh, he's the guy with the alcohol, you know, like, dude, like, hit him up, like, he's homie, dude, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's right.
Hey, he's the guy with the alcohol.
Alcohol, my
alcohol. It's more like out down here, it's more like, bro, like, dude,
like gangster.
Alcohol, you know. And, like, in Britain, it's probably more like, oh, the alcohol.
go down
to the pub and drink some alcohol. No, we're not laughing
is,
at
we
you.
Laugh. It's true. That's actually how it is.
You can go to pubs when you're 18, right?
Yeah, 18.
Yeah. Dr. Michelle, you're talking in a British accent.
I have to just sort of say that. I know about those pubs when I turned 18.
What? No, you don't. No,
you live in America.
Izzy and Mary, you're an influence.
Good influence.
Thank you.
Good influence.
You're influencing us. Thank you guys so much for being on the air. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Thank you guys.
It has been an absolute pleasure.
Nice to have you. Take care.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
We love you. Bye.
We love you guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great to have those listeners from around the world.
Right? That's really awesome.
That's amazing.
Wonderful girls. Absolutely wonderful girls.
I am really worried about
Yeah, me too. Person. I want to get back to this email. I just wanted to take that call.
Sure.
Make sure, you know, you always want to take callers. They're calling in. They're going out of your way. We still got time for the email. Thank you, girls, very much. We love you very much. You're wonderful. All right. I'm going to reread this email. Dear Teen Trends, I am 15 years old, and I'm being bullied by a 16-year-old who I thought was my friend. He calls me names, he makes fun of me, and now he has two of my other friends joining him and poking fun at me. I've already spoken to my parents. They refuse to do anything about it because they say I will meet worse people in life and I have to start handling bullies myself. Side note, that's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
They push me around, steal my backpack, and laugh at me in front of other kids at school. I'm not trying to be... I'm not a big, strong guy who would be aggressive back at them, but it's so difficult to ignore them. And it gets worse every day to the point where I don't want to go to school and want to stay in bed all day for the last week.
Aww.
I'm actually thinking of hurting myself. Oh, God. Because there's no way out. I don't want to deal with this anymore. Even my parents refuse to support me. Please help. My life can't get any worse. I'm afraid that I may kill myself.
Okay.
Sincerely, Brandon. Okay, Brandon. Dr. Michelle, you being the psychologist dealing with stuff like this, I want you to touch first on this, please.
All right. First of all, what I want you to do, and I just say I'll call him bullied, dear
right.
bullied.
Right.
The fact that you say to me that you want to stay in bed all day and you don't even want to go to school and you're actually thinking
Brandon.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
You actually think of hurting or killing yourself, and this is you need some help and support and guidance like now. I don't know where you live or where you're, you know, writing Teen Trends from, but you need to get in touch with a counselor. If you have a church or temple or wherever you may go to, you need to call or talk to that person right away. You need to talk to your favorite teacher. You also need to try and sit down with your parents, alone with them, and tell them how deeply you are suffering and that you feel like you are going to kill yourself. This is serious. I think it's really important that you get help ASAP before this escalates.
Right.
Let me give you some numbers right now. This is the Suicide and Crisis Hotline. I mean, we can talk to you. We can tell you what to do. We can give you advice. But you need to take action now by talking to someone who can support you. The phone number is 800-999 and then four nines to follow.
Yep.
1-800-999 and then four nines. 9999.
Yeah,
that's the Suicide and Crisis Hotline. And you should not hurt yourself. You should not do anything to allow these bullies to hurt you. You need to go to the school officials. You need to ask your parents to help you go to one of the school officials so they can bust these kids who are hurting you to the point where you want to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Brandon, this is, one, not okay on their part, obviously. And two, it's not okay for you to allow other people such power over you. You are as equal and as strong, maybe not physically, because everybody's different, everybody's body structure is different, but mentally, emotionally, you are as strong as them, okay? Do remember that with everything that we talk about on the show, loving yourself, right? If you are so beat down, if you are so stabbed emotionally to the point to where you say, life can't get any worse, I'm afraid I may kill myself, Brandon, you have to change that. Your life, with that mentality, that is all you will bring within your life. You don't want that. I know you don't want that because you're writing to me for help. Okay? Brandon, you can call me. You can email me. I will talk to you personally. We can meet up. Dude, I'll be your friend. We'll chill. Kevy and I will straight chill with you.
Absolutely.
Right? No, like, for reals. Like, please, man. Like, your life is so precious to this earth. It is so precious to people you don't even know. Okay? And killing yourself is not
it's never
not gonna do a thing.
You okay? Just really need to stick up for yourself against those people. And if that's how those people are treating you,
right,
get away. Get away from those people. Find new friends who will treat you how you're supposed to be treated.
Yeah. Brandon, I actually would really like it if you would email me so we can talk. My email is dcsboarding, that's BOARDING 514 at AOL.com. Once again, dcsboarding, BOARDING 514 at AOL.com. Brandon, please email me. We'll talk. I promise you, I will make you, Kevin and I, Dr. Michelle and I, we will make you feel so much better. We will give your life a 180 by one simple email. Please do it.
I don't know if we can do that completely, but I really want to suggest to Brandon that he reaches out to his parents.
His parents.
And tells them how seriously he is suffering and what he's considering doing. And if this isn't a wake-up call for his parents, Brandon, you need to go to the head of the school or the school counselor and say, this is what's happening to me. You need to bust these people and not give these people power to change your life, literally. You need to get help from other friends who are healthy and see this happening.
Right.
But more importantly, you need to get help from an adult figure. I hope it's one of your parents. If not, it's got to be a teacher or a counselor or some kind of pastor or someone who can help you.
Dr. Michelle, I just want to clarify. The reason why I said we can change that 180 degrees is because if he's writing to us and he says that there's no one, we're someone.
We're here.
We are.
You have a group of people.
You have a group of people backing you up, like, straight up, like, dude.
That's right.
We're here for you, man. So once again, that number, the Suicide Crisis Hotline, is 1-800-999-9999. Very easy number to remember. That's that, Brandon. I hope you give us a ring. We'll help you out. Let's go on to the next email. With the time we have left, I want to go to... dear Teen Trends, I'm 17, but in like 12 days, I'm going to turn 18. I dip tobacco quite a bit and smoke cigarettes. I'm under a lot of stress usually, so these help me relax, but I don't want them to ruin my life later on. What are some other ways I can relieve my stress? Signed, relieving stress without resorting to tobacco. Well, relieving stress without resorting to tobacco. I'm going to start. If you listen to last week's show, which you... I think it sounds from the email like you did. I talked about my own past personal addiction with nicotine and tobacco. I did myself smoke. I was under stress. I can relate to you in that sense. I smoked a lot because I was bored and I was under stress as well. I'm telling you right now, dude, it's not worth it. I quit. I did indeed quit last week, and I feel fantastic. I feel like there's no, absolutely no ways to explain my feelings within my body. I it used to be hard for me to, you know, like walk and like literally like walk a long distance. I can breathe, take super deep breaths, and I feel great. And honestly, it clears up everything. It clears up your mind. It clears up your way of thinking because you're reliant on a substance. Even though it's just a cigarette, it is a substance. Now, some ways you can relieve your stress.
Honestly, I'd say I'm going to call you Ralph. Ralph, I'd say why is that your only way to relieve stress? Because for... You say you're 17. I don't know how long you've been dipping and smoking cigarettes for, but...
Dipping is chewing tobacco, right?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yes, it is. That's slang. Sorry.
Okay.
But throughout your life, you haven't resorted to that to relieve your stress. Like, there's so many ways to do it. Exercise.
Right.
Exercise relieves stress. Anything to make yourself feel good.
Music.
Music.
Music. Playing.
Just blast your music.
Dude, video games.
I was just about to say video games. Dude. I play... a video game, and it relieves so much stress. I've been so into it lately.
RuneScape.
Yeah. Like, Ralph, I was on the same page as you. I was exactly where you were, and getting over it was the most self-gratifying feeling in the world, because you feel healthy. Like, health is the most important thing to yourself, to have a healthy body.
Right.
It's your ship that takes you along life's journey.
For sure,
it
dude.
It needs
it's
to be...
It's your vehicle, man.
100% healthy, up to par.
And I know that you've probably heard this before, but this is very true, man. Your body is your temple. It truly, truly is. Your body is... This is all you got. You got your body, you got your brain, you got your thoughts, which is all contained within your body, which dictates your life. You gotta love it. Like we're talking about, if you smoke... there's something, if you dip, you know, you put the substance in your body, there's something that you don't completely love. There's something that you're not completely happy with, even if it is an addiction, you know?
It's so difficult to quit.
It's so difficult, because if you're killing yourself, man, you're literally killing your body, right? So, if you're killing your body, you're definitely not loving it.
Yeah.
And if you want to quit this, I would suggest Nicorette. Anything that's clinically proven to help you get you off of this.
Right, and also general practitioners, you know, they can maybe help you along, you know, with smoking cessation or what we call titrating down on the nicotine.
Totally.
And, you know, they have medications, too, that can help you if you're so, you know, and I'm not an advocate of, you know, take medications. But
No.
I mean, what I'm saying is there are things out there that can really help you.
One more thing I want to touch on with this, Ralph, we're calling you Ralph. Really, dude, check this out. Look up pictures of people's lungs who smoke.
Yeah.
Okay. Look up pictures of somebody's lungs who haven't smoked, and then pictures of somebody's lungs who have smoked. Dude, when I was quitting, I looked that up. Somebody told me to look it up. Literally, it helped. I was like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Your lungs are supposed to be pink and healthy, and you're supposed to be able to run a mile.
These things were black.
Yeah,
gray and black and just nasty.
You know, if you're wheezing after a couple minutes of exercise, for me, that felt like crap.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
Because I was
totally
at such a high level before, and then just going down to 2 minutes of exercising and not being able to go anymore, like, what is that? You're 17, you're turning 18, you should be in the best shape of your life.
Let's also give them a number, too, because, I mean, I know we all know about the cancer and all that, but the American Cancer Society, it'll offer info on, you know, how to stop smoking and body and health, and that number is 1-800-227-2345, 800-227-2345, call them, ask them, go online, okay?
This is a Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I want to thank you guys so much for being on the air. co-host Kevy.
Thank you very much.
And Dr. Michelle, it is always a pleasure.
Great to be here. Thank you.
The pleasure is all mine.
You're so silly.
You're so silly. This has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. Every Sunday from 1 to 2, check us out, LA Talk Radio. You guys have a wonderful Sunday filled with love and life and excitement and health. I'm sending it all out to you guys. Bye-bye.